Careful, so I hope all is good. So he's Dav, is Yavamas Dav Kuf Yud Dalid. We have the exclusive finishing the 14th parak today. We'll just get up to the new parak, and then we'll do the Mishnah tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Because basically today is one entire sugya, more or less, of something called Katan Ochel Nevelos. And simply the question is, not really related to Yavamas, we'll see how we get there in a second, and it's going to quote a bunch of cases from our Mishnah at the end. But basically the question is, if you see a katan, if a katan is doing an avera midaraisa, the question, do you have to stop it? Do you have to stop a katan who's doing an avera midaraisa? And, you know, the achronim have talked about this shayla in Lamdus, right? Meaning when we say that a katan doesn't get punished, right? We say when you become a bar mitzvah, a katan becomes a, you know, baal, he has to do mitzvos. So the question is like this. Does that mean when he's a katan, he doesn't have onshim? He doesn't have punishments? But he is included in mitzvot? Or do we say he's not even included in onshim? He's not even included in mitzvot. He's not included in the isurim, the low sazis of the Torah. And obviously the difference would be that if he's only pater and onshim, but he is included in the isurim, so then you should really stop him from doing the isur. If he's not even included in the isurim, so then you should not. You don't have to at all. And then the Gemara is going to discuss that. It's not really going to come to a conclusion. But that's basically what we're going to be talking about for the next, however many minutes. Okay, so we're here on the second to last line. Kufi Gimel Beis. Right, it's a bit of a, it's almost like a fake two dots up there by Heid Rabbi Yochanan. I know we wanted to, at the end of yesterday, right, we just talked about, if you remember Rabbi Yochanan, well, all right, it's not really related, so we can just go right there. It's a clean break here. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna irchusule mi pischei debe midrasha b'shuzer avin b'shapsa. Right, it happened that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, I guess, was the gabbai, and he lost his keys to shul. Right, crazy, right? Well, lost his keys to the base midrash. So also the commander Rabbi Pidas, he came in front of Rabbi Pidas, right, in Amalei, and he said to him, Zil debar tali. Right, go get some kids and let them hang out there, right, where I guess the field or whatever where I lost it. And if they find it, great, they'll bring the keys back. Right, we're not concerned that they'll be carrying Bishus Harabim. So Alma Kosovar, right, Katan Ochel Nevelos. Right, apparently, again, that's the phrase that we use, but really it's Katan Ochel Nevelos in based in. Mitzuyin Lafrisho, meaning that apparently Rabbi Pidas is holding that if Katan is doing an Avera, Beis Din or whatever, he does not have to stop him, right? So the Chora, because if they did have to stop him, right, he couldn't just say, oh, bring some kids, right, and let them find the keys and bring it. So let me say, hey, so basically we're going to bring 10, 11, I don't remember, I didn't count, but a lot of proofs, right, one way or another, right, against or for Rabbi Pidas. Again, Rabbi Pidas holds that the kid, right, it cuts an ochel nevelos. I mean, a kid does not, you do not have to stop a kid from violating some sort of isur d'oraisa. So, I'll bring you proof that for Rabbi Pidas. Right, the Brisa says, Lo yomer adam latinok hevi lemefteach, hevi lichosam, ela menicho tole shem menicho zorek. Right, you shouldn't tell him straight away, I mean, a kid, to bring you something on Shabbos, but, right, you leave him alone. Manicho Tolish, Manicho Zorik, you can leave him if he's pulling out stuff, if he's throwing things, meaning if he's being Machal Shabbos on his own, you leave him alone. Seems pretty straightforward. So Rabbi, no, Tolish, but it's in or not, give Zorik Bekarim, let's throw a Bonon. No, those two cases are throw a Bonon. It could be that he's pulling out something in a flower pot that's not connected to the ground, or he's just throwing in a Shusa of a Carmelis, where it's not the Oraisa. So that's Dinam Durabon, but maybe me the Raisa, we would in fact. Stop him. Okay, Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Ov gechavim ha-shabat l'chavos, ein omen l'chave, ve'al t'chave. If a guy comes to put out a fire, right, we don't tell him, put it out or don't put it out. Meaning, p'nei she'en shivyos sasso aleihem, because, again, the guy is keeping Shabbos not relevant to you. But, katan abal l'chavos, if a katan comes, then omen lo al t'chave. You tell him not to do it, right? She'en shivyos sasso aleihem. Because you're responsible for the kids. It seems very clearly that you should stop a kid from doing an isur. Right? Putting out fires when they serve on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan, Bosotas Aviv. No, that case is where the katan is doing it al das Aviv. Because he knows that's what his father wants. If you look at Rashi, right? Tzopeh Aviv, he looks at his father, Varoash, and Nachla Bekach, he sees that that's what his father wants. Valvi omid alav, and the father's standing there. Davi ki iluhu mitzaveyu lasos. It's as if he's telling him. It's as if it's a shliach kilu. Abu hanach with the maftechos, but the case by the keys. Right, he didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell the kids anything. Right, so that's not the same case. So the Gemara is just important. Meaning, and therefore, if he would do it on his own, right, we wouldn't have to stop him. So Gemara says, "I the kavasi the gabi of gachavim that was all das Yisrael mishari." Gemara says, "One second, there are two cases in that brisa, right? The first case is a guy, right? We don't have any right. The brisa said we don't do anything. You don't tell him to do it or not to do it. And then we talked about the katam. So if the katam is the case where he's doing it, but he's basically like the shliach of the father. So one second, so the guy it should be the same case, right? By the guy, but a guy is not allowed to do malacha with the shlichus of it." Of a Jew, right? There are very specific halachos in terms of Amir l'Nachri. If the guy is doing it for the Jew, it's not mutter. So Gemara says, "Of Gachom, but that's not Shikavit." No, the guy is doing it on his own. Right? It's not necessarily the same case, right? Rashi says over here, Yodesh, he tells Schar, right? He knows that he's going to get paid for his effort, so he's doing it on his own. Okay, fine. Tashmal trying to bring in another proof again. Rav Pidas saying that a katan ochel nevelos, that a katan is allowed, right, to eat treifin. You don't stop him. I'll bring you a proof. Ben chaver shrogel lelich etzel avi imo ama oretz. If he's son of a chaver is careful about tumah tara, right, and to take trumas and maizros, right, and he's going his grandparents, right. It's all, you know, it happens, right. The grandparents are ama ratzim, and they're not careful about let's say giving trumas and maizros, or really maizros, where we assume they gave truma. Right, so ein choshen shami ochlen devarim sheinam tukanim. We don't think that the sav and safta, right, they're going to give him food, right, produce that did not take trumas and maizros, right? Matzah be other paytas, and so ain't zakik lo. Right, if you find the kid with fruit, so you don't have to take it away. I mean, you don't have to, so clearly, so you don't have to take it away from a kid, right? Even though there might be surim. So Rabbi Yochanan, the demayik kelu. No, this is a case of demayik. It's derabanan. So then they were make it, but maybe me the right. So they would have to take it away. So a time with the demayik, right? Havadai by the yeshuve. But oh, but that, if you're telling me that you don't have to take it away from him, that's only if it's demayik. But if it's mamish. Definite tevel, so then you have to take it away from him. If I'm by, but what do you mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, but Osa al dasaviv. One second, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said before that when the katan does it with the shlichus of the father tells him to do it, then you have to stop him, right? And that, but implying that if the kid did it on his own, then you don't have to stop him, right? But here, right, this is the implication is that you do have to stop him, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that you do have to stop him. And I mean, it's, here it's only demai, but by if tevel, then you would have to stop. So what's going on? It's al Rabbi Yochanan tsuka im safkali, right? Rabbi Yochanan had a suffix, right? Hi, ha'kai ha'kamarchi. Meaning he's just being docharized. I mean, he's not actually bringing up shita. He's just being docharized. He wasn't sure which is which. He's just saying this is not a good proof. This is not a good proof. But he can't compare and contrast and say, "Oh, look, there's a stira between these cases." Right? He's just trying to knock out the riots. Tashma, bring another proof. Ben chaver kohen shirugel lechitzalavi imo. Again, same case. The chaver is not a coin. Right? He goes to his grandparents. Right? Kohen amaretz. Sorry, I read that poorly. Shirugel lelech etzel avi imo kohen amaretz. Right? He goes to his grandfather, who's a kohen, who's amaretz. So in choshen shemayo cholenu truma tmeya. We don't think that we're not going to say, oh, maybe we'll give him truma tmeya, even though the grandfather of chor is not careful about truma tara. Must be the peters in zakulo, and you don't have to take it away from him if you see that he has fruit, he has some sort of food, whatever, in his hands. So, but Gemara says again, but truma derabanan. Right? Again, we're going to do that a lot. That really, it's only midir aban. Okay. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Yonek tinik v'holich me'ovedes kuchavim be'emetameya. Ve'echosh, be'emetameya, comma. By the famous medrash about Moshe Rabbeinu, right, was refused to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Was a lashon of the Mishnah of Medrash. What is it? Right, peshe yidaber and mashchina, something like that. Right, so, but that's not necessarily true for the rest of Am Yisrael, right? And that's what the Rashi said. That Yonek Tinok Beholich Mevez Gachavim Beimet Tmeya. That a kid, a baby, is allowed to nurse from a guy and from even straight from a treif animal, even right? A pig or Chumal Tzlan. Ben Choshen Be Yonek Shekets. We're not going to be concerned that it's disgusting. Right? That it's usher. Right? We don't have a problem. Right? Again, it's obviously you can't eat it, right? But you can't drink it if you're a gadol for a katan. That's fine. You're not allowed to give him food, right? That type of trade food. But he is allowed to nurse from them. Right? Even on Shabbos. But if a gadol aser, but it's aser, right? For a gadol. Rabbi Shaul Amar, no hagim hayin nushiyomkim bebeim tahora biyomtiv. And Rabbi Shaul said, no, they would use a kosher animal on yomtiv. But the tachlis, Right, what do we say? Ain't choshen b'yonik shegetz, right? It's no big deal. It's not disgusting for a baby to nurse, let's say, from a pig or from a non-Jewish woman or whatever. This Gemara says, yeah, because hashem b'shem shakana, okay? Because it's dangerous, right? Because the baby's got a nurse. Okay, but yachi gadol nami. If the case is where there's some sort of sakana for life, so why can't the gadol do it? So Gemara says, gadol boy umdina, because you have to, it's a gadol, again, gadol over here is okay, Gadol is going to require some sort of analysis, is some sort of you got to check him out, got to make sure that he actually does need it. So Gemara says, "Katan ami liboy the yomdina." But Katan also should get checked out. So Gemara says, "I'm Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Stam Tinok Masuka Nezel Chavod." No, because Tachlis, if you're talking about a baby, right? He needs it's sakana for he needs a drink, he needs to have food. You don't have to evaluate that at all. Vishal just points out that if they would have, what he said at the end, that they would allow people to nurse from a kosher animal, yantif, so what's the case? Why dafka yantif? Right, if there's a sakana, it's nefasher, so you could do it on Shabbos as well. But if it's no sakana, it's aser, should be aser in yantif, we're going to see in a second. But what is aser? But nursing from an animal, taking milk away from an animal is also on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Latzrucha diketzara." No, the problem is the case is where the guy is in pain. Right? He's not sakans nefashos, but the guy is in pain. Right? Kasavar, and what are we holding? Rabbi Shaul says, "The mefar kolechar yadhu." That it's mefarik. That again, now, there's a big shaila about what mefarik is. Mefarik is a tolda of something, right? Pashas is tolda of dash. That's what Rashi quotes. Gemara Shabbos, if all these other options, but Pashas is, let's say, mefarik is a tolda of dash. Dash is separating one thing from the other. So mefarik, nursing, right? Taking, sucking on an animal, or milking a cow, for example, that's got to be mefarik, extracting the milk from the udder. But nursing from that's already kelechayad. That's already weird. But, no, it's definitely weird, but it's meaning kelechayad. It's not the normal way of doing it. That's only also midrabanan. So at that point, Shabbos tisur skila gazrabanan yantif tisur laav lo gazrabirabanan. And if Shabbos tisur skila says exer, you shouldn't do it. But on yantif, right, we're going to be mako. Right, again, if there's tsar, if there's pain, right, makam tsar lo gazrabirabanan. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Lo so gulum kishakatayim. Again, the pasuk says you shouldn't eat these creepy crawly things because they're disgusting. But the problem is, our Torah already said that. So therefore, we darshan lo so chilum. You shouldn't give them to eat. Right, lahazir gedolim alektanim. Right, to make sure that you don't feed the kids. Right, these type of gross bugs. Not that they would want it, but maybe they would. I don't know. So Gemara says, my loved amar lahu lo so chilum. Doesn't that mean to tell me that you're not allowed to give it to them? You say if they're eating them, that don't eat that. Right, don't eat that ant or something. I don't know. So it says, lo, right, lisfu lahu biyadah. No, what it's talking about, right, that we shouldn't actually give him a drink. Give him the animal to eat, but if he's got it, so then you don't actually take it out of his hands, or you might not have to. So Tashma, another proof. Kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. Not allowed to drink blood. Right, lahazir gadol ma'aktanim. But that teaches me you're not allowed to. Right, you have to make sure the adults don't take care of the kids. So my love, the amri lahu lo sochu, doesn't mean that you have to tell them not to drink it. So Gemara says lo, tell them this b'lidaim again, so you don't have to, you shouldn't give it to them, right? But if they have it, so you don't have to take it away. Tashma, I'll bring a third proof. We're going to do this again, this back and forth, and then the Gemara is going to say tzricha. We need all three cases. But emor ve'amarta, right? Again, this is talking about the kohanim, that they shouldn't become tamei. Right, the hazir gadol amal ketanim. Right, to make sure that the adults will look out for the kids. My love, doesn't that mean that they should tell them don't become tamei? The Gemara says, "Lo, right? They shouldn't do it themselves, but if they are going to become tamei on their own, right? So you don't have to necessarily stop them." So Gemara says it's tzricha, and you need all three of these cases, right? Case by creepy crawly things, by blood, and by kohanim becoming tamei. The Yashmin and Shkatzim, if you only tell me that it's by the creepy crawly things. Because the amount, the shear, is a mashu. Now, that's not exactly true. And even Rashi, right, it says it's kadosha, that it's really like the size of a lentil. Tosa says, what the heck are you talking about? Where do we see that anywhere? That's not true. What the Gemara means by a mashu is as the Gemara quotes in Mako, is that a birya, a single entity, if it's an entire bug, even if it's less than a shear, right, that you're going to be chayef for, like a tiny ant, the Gemara says, Makos, you can be chayef for many things. several sets of makos. So if you eat a tiny ant, right, that's why you have to really wash off the lettuce and all the vegetables and stuff, because one entire bug is aser midaraisa. So that's what it means. What it means is kolshu. Anyway, if you would have only had the case right back in the Gemara, if you would only have had the case of the shkatzim ramazim, you would have thought that's an extra chumra because they're aser b'mashu aval dam, but blood, right? The ad deiger revius emalot. So you might have thought that since you have to drink a revius of blood, right, that's a bigger shear. So maybe that this halacha doesn't apply there. V'yesh minan dam, if you would only have the halacha by blood, should they get karis? Well, blood is aser, you can't drink it. That's aser karis. Aval shrotzim, but shrotzim emalot. Right? That's not aser karis. It's just aser lav. So you might have thought that this doesn't apply to them. If you had those two, you might have thought that that's because those two isurim apply to everybody. But that's not like Kohanim. So you might have thought it's not shy to that. So therefore, you had to tell me that was true as well. And if you would only tell me that by tuma, right, that you don't, again, we're all talking about the isur, but talking about the fact that you don't tell the kids not to touch it. If you would have only had that by tuma, so kohanim shiny, right? You might have thought that the kohanim are different. Should the rebbe have mitzvahs yisaros because they have all these extra mitzvahs, don't become tame, etc. But for these, you would not necessarily have known the blood and these creepy crawly things. Therefore, I had to teach me that you don't stop the kids from doing these yisurim by all three of them. Okay. Now we go back to our Mishnah. And then we'll take it to the end of the parak, and then we'll call it here. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Shnei achin, again, this requires, as if you remember from yesterday, requires just to take it slow, right, just so you get the clarity in the case, right? There's all these similar cases in the Mishnah, and it's slow going, but it's important, because then we'll speak it out. Okay, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Shnei achin, two brothers, echad bikeach, echad cheresh. One of them is healthy, one of them is a cheresh, a deaf mute. Nesun shtei echad pikchos, and both wives are normal women. Ma meis cheresh bala bikachas. Again, if the cheresh dies, that's a marriage to meet the rabbanon, right? Ma'as bikach bala bikachas. What does the guy, the normal healthy couple, do? Right, again, because that's his sister, his wife's sister is married to the cheresh, so nothing because teishim mishim achazisha. Right, she goes free. That's a normal case of an erva, right? Achazisha, there's no yibum whatsoever. Meis bikach bal bikachas. Let's say the healthy husband passed away, right? Mayase cheresh bal bikachas. Now you're left with a normal woman who's a yivama. You have her sister and a cheresh who's married to her sister midrabanan. What does that guy do? So Motzi is ishto baget. He has to divorce his wife, right? Because they were married midrabanan. He has a zika midaraisa. Veish is achiv asur la'olam. And his brother's wife, right, is not allowed to be married to him. So, am I Moshe Yisrael Baget? Why are we telling him that he has to divorce his wife? Right, taste of gavay. Right, let them stay together because katan ochon nevelosu. Because excuse me, it's just like a katan ochon nevelos. Right, again, it's a marriage midrabanan. Right, the zika is midaraisa. Right, and again, if he's considered to be right, he's a cheresh is the same status as a katan. So let him just stick around. Why does he have to get rid of his wife? Technically, we're telling you have to get rid of his wife because she's achos zikukasa. Right, assuming that the marriage is midrabanan, so the zika is midaraisa. The sister, right? She's his wife is the sister of the avama. So who cares? It's a cheresh. So who's doing the isurim? What's the difference? The Gemara says, yeah, should the isur dida. Okay, but the wife is a bikachas, so she's a normal woman, so she can't stay with that. That doesn't work. Right? So therefore, that's why we make sure they get divorced. Tashma, I'll bring another proof from our Mishnah. Right? Shnei achen pikchin nisuin. Shtei achayos achas bikachas achas chareshes. Now again, they have two normal brothers. Right? They're married to two sisters. One is healthy, one is not. So mis bikach ba chareshes. If the husband of the chareshes, right, dies, so and then you're left with, again, two normal people and then the chareshes, for you, who's the Ivama. So Mayasa Pikach Bal Pikachas, Tetsi Mishum Achosisha. Again, that's a normal case of Achosisha falling to Yibum, and then right, she goes out without either Yibum or Chalitza. Mes Pikach Bal Pikachas, what about the other way? Right, that the Pikach, the husband of the Pikach, passes, the husband of the Pikach, right, of the Pikachas, meaning that it's now the normal couple, right, the husband dies, and now you have not the husband, not the remaining, not the yavam that's a cheresh, but the yavama. No, that the achos isha is the sister is a chereshes, meaning you have the husband of the chereshes, And now a normal woman falls to him for Yibum. What does he do? Motzis ish to baget, right? Ve'eishes achid bechalitza, right? And he does chalitza to the his brother's sister, right? He has to get his brother's wife because he has to get rid of, right? That's zikamid daraisa. The Gemara says v'amai motzis ish to baget. Why does he have to get rid of his wife, right? His wife is a chareshes. That's a case of achos zikukasu. Also, what's the problem? Tesev gabe, right? Katan ochel nevelasu, right? Because she, what's her problem? She's just a katan. She's just eating. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Meshum Yisur today, yeah, but his Yisur exists." So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Finally, another last case from our Mishnah. Tashma, bring your proof. Shnei Achen, Echad Cheresh, Echad Bikach. You have two brothers. One is a Cheresh, and one is normal. Right? Pichin L'shtei Nesuin L'shtei Achayos. Married to two sisters. Echad Bikach is Echad Chereshes. Yeah, again, you have two couples. One couple is healthy. One couple is a Cheresh and a Chereshes." If the cheresh dies, what does the husband of the healthy marriage do? So again, right? That's normal. That's an Israel erva. There is no yibum, no chalitza. But what if the healthy husband dies? Right? What does? Again, now there's no Israel for either of them. Right? He's a cheresh. She's a chareshes. Right, they have a status of a katan, right? So what does he do? That the Mishnah said, "Motzis ish to baget ve'ishis ish achiv asur la'olam." Right, so he can't do yibum because he's a cheresh, right? He gets rid of his wife, who's they were married midrabanan. V'ahacha over here, the lav isur di da'ika, v'lav isur di da'ika. Right, v'katani motzis ish to baget. Right, and we see that he has to get rid of his wife. So you see that in both cases, the Cheresh and the Chareshes, neither of them would be violating Yisurim. They'd just be a Katan Ochel Nevelos, and we see that they have to divorce. So we see that we do stop a Katan from doing Yisurim, or a Cheresh from doing Yisurim. As Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmaya, no, that's not a good proof either, because Xeria Mishum, Hataras Yivama, Lashuk. We're nervous that you may end up allowing a Yivama, right, to go and marry other people, because in this case, meaning that if this case, the Yavam and the Yavama could stick around, people would not realize that it's because they're a Chereshim, and that's like Katan Ochel Nevelos, that they're both a Cheresh and there's no problem. But people would think that a marriage midirabanan would get rid of a Zika midaraisa, right? And then you would allow, again, since they're sisters, right? Since the Chereshis and the Yavama are sisters, you might have thought that would pater the Yavama from anything. So therefore, obviously, that's already, again, that the Zika is the Raisa, the marriage to Rabbanan. People might think that if they stay together, that there is no Zika, that it disappears with the marriage to Rabbanan. We don't want that. So therefore, we made them get divorced. Okay. Hadra Lacheresh, Mr. Shem, we'll figure out, we'll start Aisha Shahoka. Right, we're going to do that, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Again, technically called the paragraph of Aisha Shalom, right? Good, as you see on the top of the Daven probably, but Mr. Shem, we'll start that tomorrow. We'll start that tomorrow. Mr. Shem, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.